And because these are the most valuable days and nights, we have to really try our utmost to increase our worship, increase our du'as, increase our recitation of the Qur'an, with the hope that inshallah one of these nights could be Laylatul Qadr, and also with the understanding that the month is about to finish and we will not be able to partake of its blessings after it has gone. So there are a few days left, so we should not let that fatigue set in, that tiredness set in and become lazy. We should try our utmost to push ourselves the final hurdle and try to gain as much as we can from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Last night we completed the 24th juz, and in the 24th juz we have the completion of Surah Al-Zumar, Surah Al-Mu'min, which is also known as Surah Al-Ghafir, and after that Hamim Sajda. And in Surah Al-Mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes a mu'min, a person of iman. This mu'min, he stood up in front of Fir'aun after Fir'aun had threatened to kill Musa alayhi salam and started to tell him that what he was doing was wrong. So it's really worth reading. It's a passage of about 3 pages of how this person, without any fear for his life, without any fear of reprisals, he stands up and in front of all of these people who could destroy him in an instant, says the truth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that person as a true mu'min. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. A person who was from the Ali Fir'aun, he was a man who was a mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him. يَكْتُمُ إِمَانَهُ. Before he was hiding his iman, but he stood up and he said, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Do you want to kill a man solely for the reason because he says, my Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we don't have time to go into all of it, but really it's worth reading how a person of iman, really, when he has that conviction, he can stand up and he's not afraid of the consequences of what will happen to him. But ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after all is said and done, Allah says, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him from the evil that they were planning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him and saved him along with the rest of Bani Israel and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this surah, Mu'min, is named after this mu'min who stood up. And also it shows an appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person who is willing to give da'wah, who is willing to speak the truth. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the honor to be mentioned in the Quran in such a way. So we should also try to follow in the footsteps of such a person. And again, the emphasis on da'wah and calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is again highlighted towards the end of the 24th juz, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Whose words can be better than that person who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he himself practices what he preaches. He himself does good deeds, and he is proud of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a Muslim. So this is, again, the wording used is وَمَنْ أَحْسَنْ إِسْمُ التَّفْضِيلِ. إِسْمُ التَّفْضِيلِ means that basically superlative comparison, and you know, showing the greatness of something and the betterment of something over the other, superiority of something over the other. So وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ, basically it means that nobody's words can be better than that person who is calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any person who is engaged in da'wah, he should gain encouragement from this, and people who are not, they should engage themselves in any form of da'wah that they can, whether it's calling non-Muslims towards Islam or reminding our own Muslim brothers who are astray to try to call them back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can be part of what this ayah is telling us, that nobody's words can be better than that person who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also goes into some kind of etiquette of dealing with arguments. How do you deal with a person after you give him da'wah and you try to give him proof how to deal with him? Allah says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِلْ حَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. Al-hasana, meaning a good deed, and a sayya cannot be equal. How are you supposed to compete, and how are you supposed to contend with a sayya? If somebody argues with you, how are you supposed to argue back? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, idfa billati hiya ahsan. Defend yourself with something that is good. And it goes back to something which we said on an earlier lecture, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, udhu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal mu'idatil hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. So here the same thing is emphasized, that when you are arguing, it should never be in an insulting way or in a way to bring the person down, but always in a polite and an affectionate way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you do that, then the result will be idfa billati hiya ahsan fa idha alladhi baynaka wa baynahu adawa ka'annahu waliyun hamim. Then suddenly that person whom between you and him there is enmity, 1 minute ago he is your enemy, but now you showed good manners and you showed politeness, you showed softness and gentleness in your speech, then that person who was an enemy a minute ago, he will suddenly become your warm friend. This is the result of, you know, doing the da'wah according to the etiquette of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with humbleness and humility. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna allaha yu'ti 'ala rifq ma la yu'ti 'ala ghayri. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives upon gentleness what he doesn't give upon something else. So gentleness is something that we need to learn, and to be able to swallow our pride when somebody is insulting us, this really is it's something difficult, but it is something that whose result is also great. And the Prophet ﷺ swore in a hadith, he says, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا زَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّةٍ. He swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said that when a person is forgiving and merciful, the only result of that will be that his izzah and his respect will increase in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also in the eyes of people around him. And according to another hadith, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever lowers himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate that person. So these are the things that we can learn from the surahs that were recited last night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said in heard. Okay. Yeah, just again a reminder of the Holy Land Foundation Trial. Please try to participate in that if you can.